Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, you're the God that had us in mind even before the foundation of the earth. So we just thank you that you have called us out of darkness to know you. So you stir us up daily to look to you, to listen to you, and to walk conscious of your presence, Lord. So we just thank you that you are powerful and you are beautiful and you did do all the work in us as you work in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure, Lord. Thank you for your good pleasure of desiring mankind, desiring us, and then giving us birth, and then by your Spirit waking us up to the understanding that you've got a divine plan for us, Lord. And thank you as we stay in this divine plan, Lord. I thank you, you bring about your perfect love, Lord, your goodness in us and in this world. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 24, verse 12 to 14. There will be such an increase of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. But hold your hope firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. Yet through it all, the good news of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. And after that, the end of this age will arrive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can see, you know, we can have many concepts, you know, of the end of this age. But one thing stands clear here. The gospel has got to be understood, taken hold of, and then experienced. The good news, gospel means good news. And the good news is that God had us in mind when he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So we are not nothing. There's so much deception, as it says, lawlessness increases. And that lawlessness is sin, which has got one thing to do. Its sole purpose is to keep you away from your God and keep you away from your destiny and the wonderful love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has made for you. So gospel is, after the fall, God gave man the chance by his good deeds, by his effort to save themselves, and we saw no one could do that. So then at the end, in the fullness of time, the word says, when God knew that man should now actually realize they can't do it on their own, he sent his Son. And that's why Jesus came to take, and what did he do? He demonstrated the reality of God, the reality of the kingdom, the reality of the goodness of God that is available for every person, from a baby to a young man to a father. And then he went and died to deal with the iniquities and take away the sin. One died for all. You knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And then he was raised, and the Bible says we are raised with him, so that in the ages to come he may show his goodness. So we need to know, guys, everything has been done. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has moved on our behalf. And now it's about just drawing close, being dedicated, saying your will be done. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that can satisfy is God's will. And when we are drawing close, and we like we're doing this morning, and we're drawing close to our Lord, and he's inspiring us, and he's opening our eyes, we're enlightened. And then once you're enlightened, that's where you have peace. And that's where you find your joy. And what is opening up on a daily basis then is the joy of your salvation, the plan that the Father has for you. And it's beautiful. It's broken up in days, because there's a scripture that says, oh, the days ordained for us were written while there were none of them. So on a daily basis, we draw close, look to the Lord, spend time, and then he enlightens our heart. Amen. So that we can be there where he is. He plays in a part in our lives, in our day, and we endure and we hold fast to the light and we stay in the light as he is in the light. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And if we can do this on a daily basis, we will endure to the end. So you make it a short-term goal. First initial search, short-term goal was total dedication, giving yourself completely, spirit, soul, and body to the Lord. Your will, O Lord, your kingdom come. And then it's through Jesus, no way to the Father, but through Jesus. And then drawing close like we're doing now. Oh, sorry, receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized. Those are all basics that you follow. And then from that moment on, you just stay in tune on a daily basis. Hey? Daily drawing close, daily hearing, daily just staying in tune and overcoming. And if you don't overcome, Lord, sorry that your blood has dealt with sin. And I thank you that righteousness is now available. Show us the new and the living way, what is required. And then God comes through and we just get stronger and stronger. And then that way we endure to the end. And in that way, then we demonstrate the reality of God to this fallen world. We shine like lights in this crooked world when we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And guys, that's what it's all about. Staying in tune, walking conscious of your God. That's where life and life in abundance is found. We've got a predestined destiny. We are God's workmanship, Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for good works laid out there for us. So you don't want to miss out on God, and you don't want to miss out on his plan. So you stay in tune, developing on schedule, walking conscious of him, and being a love light, answer, a blessing, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, and a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.